All right. Well. Good morning, crustaceans. Welcome back to another episode of my Crunchy Podcast. I did not like the way my car just moved. It's giving either I'm a big bitch or there's somebody else in this car that was not invited. And I'm not even gonna try and taunt the ghosts, the demons, different topic. Let's go ahead and move on. It's too late right now. It is exactly midnight. Let's go ahead. I'm a big bitch. Let's just conclude that. All right, but welcome back to another episode of my Crunchy Podcast, everybody. We are 2 weeks away from Christmas 2023, and I have not bought anybody a gift, nor am I really. I think I'm only buying gifts for specific people, but I really don't buy gifts for anybody anymore. I'm not a gift giver. I thought I was, and I honestly tried to get into it years ago, or obviously my entire adulthood, but I'm just not a gift giver. I get way too much anxiety. Like, I just, you know, I should be one of those people that buys gifts throughout the years for people or makes a note of it, but I'm just not, honestly. And then once it's time for Christmas or, you know, after Thanksgiving, I don't have anything. I'm not prepared. I get too much anxiety. I'm the kind of gift giver that overdoes it. Like, I want to buy you something really, really nice and good, and that I know you'll use for, not just use, but you'll use frequently or for a long time. And those gifts tend to be expensive. And I am poor, so it's really, really hard. Like, I don't just like to give whatever gifts, unless it's, you know, obviously the theme, like a white elephant, you know, or a Secret Santa. But honestly, even with Secret Santa, I still like to give really good gifts. So yeah, I'm not a gift giver. Last year, I gave everybody a gift card. Or maybe like I gave everybody a Christmas card and like $20, I believe. I don't fucking know. And, you know, something like that. And I called it a day. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just not going to stress out about it, running around town, blah, 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 blah. And I get it. You know, you have Amazon and stuff like that. It's just not my thing. I'm sorry. I choose to not put the stress of Christmas and, well, not the stress of Christmas. I guess the whole point of Christmas is for gifts, let's be honest. But I tend to enjoy the other things, like the Christmas lights, like the whole, like the food, the festivities, like the fun part of it, you know? Because I feel like the gift part has become so played out, in my opinion, you know? I feel like there needs to be a different gimmick for Christmas. And I talked about it last year on the pod. I'm like, I'm just over, like, Christmas needs to be about something different now. Anyways, welcome to episode 999 for you dyslexic girls. That's 666 upside down. Or angel numbers for you zodiac killers. Hope everybody is having a great week or weekend or night or day, whenever you are listening to this. And for me, I've had a very interesting couple of days, for sure. I will start off by saying this. It's always a great weekend when one of your friends gets almost finger blasted by an ICE agent in the parking lot across the gay club. Like, that is a sentence I never thought would ever come out of my mouth. But here we are, right? Had a good week out. I was a little dizzy bitch a couple days ago. Random most randomest thing happened to me. This has never happened to me. And it's a first time. I officially lost my dehydration virginity. So I was just chilling at work, 8:30 in the morning, you know, blah, 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 you know, doing my thing of doing nothing. And out of nowhere, I just started getting really dizzy. Just, you know, I thought it was just like a hot flash or something. And just really fucking dizzy out of nowhere. And I'm there, you know, spiraling. And I figured, okay, let me stand up or do whatever to, you know, it'll pass. When I tell you 2 hours later, it was not passing. And it was one of those things where, like, every time that I would get dizzy again, it wasn't like it was worrying. Like, you know, like when you just know that something feels wrong or is wrong. It's, yeah, it just wasn't something that, like, you know, would pass. Like, even the first wave was a little concerning because it just felt weird. It felt different. It's kind of like when, I mean, I wouldn't know, but I'm assuming it's kind of like when girls feel like when they know they're pregnant, because obviously they know their bodies. It was something like that, right? Something like that. Like, I knew I was pregnant. Anyways, so, you know, I pack up, leave work, fuck this shit, I'm out. I'm driving to the urgent care, and I wasn't going to go, but then the dizziness started getting a little worse towards me leaving. And I was like, okay, fuck it. Let me just go to the urgent care. I don't pay $160 a month for health insurance to not use it. Right. So I'm at the urgent care, and, $50 later, they tell me, oh, you're just very dehydrated. And honestly, that's fine. I'm not going to be one of those people that's going to go into the urgent care and be like, I pay $50 only to be this or only to be this. I'm like, bitch, you should be so lucky that you are only, that it was something as simple as A, B, C, or D, right? I'm like, I'm not trying to go to the urgent care and find out that I have, you know, type 2 diabetes, you know? That's just not, in the bingo card and not this late. So I was really dehydrated. You know, they did a lot of tests, and I just felt silly. I felt silly because it's like, okay, it's a silly little, like this bit, you know, this bit of being dehydrated, but at least it was just being dehydrated. But because the dizziness wasn't like a nauseous feeling, I didn't feel sick, I didn't feel bad, it was just all in my head, right? And you know, got my gallon of water, and I got this fucking Pedialyte that, I'm sorry, but I might have to gatekeep because of how fucking good it is. They tell me I'm dehydrated, right? And what else? I think that's it, right? I think that's it over there at the at the urgent care. But mind you, before I even went to the urgent care, right next to the urgent care, there's a Panda Express. And honestly, a little part of me thought, okay, you know what? Maybe I was just not fed. You know, maybe I'm just malnourished. I don't know. But that doesn't make sense, because one thing about me, I'm going to eat. I don't skip meals. And when I do, it's because I want to, right? I really don't skip meals. I don't like to skip meals. That's why it's so hard for me to, like, lose weight and stay on top of my fitness, because I don't like to skip meals and I don't like to eat shitty meals. And a lot of nutritious meals are shitty, right? That's why I eat a lot of Chipotle, because honestly, if I'm going to eat out and I'm going to eat, try to eat healthy, you know, meet me in the middle somewhere. And that middle is Chipotle. Like, that middle really is Chipotle. And you have a lot of options to switch it up so you don't taste the same shit over and over again. Anyways, I did want to bring up how prior to going to the urgent care, I got my Panda and then walked my ass over to the urgent care. Priorities, right? The day before on Sunday, because this was on Monday. The day before on Sunday, for the first time in, I want to say, like, at least 5 or 6 years, I did like a high intensity workout. And I mean, I don't want to say that that is, you know, the reason why I was dehydrated. Like, I drink plenty of water, you know what I mean? Or I drink a decent amount of water to the point where I should not be dehydrated. I mean, maybe in the morning I took a little more, or no, I mean, that morning I didn't really do anything out of the ordinary. I woke up, I hit the pipe, and I went to work. No, I woke up at the very last second that I possibly could, because one thing about me, I'm not going to wake up early for a labor job. And, well, it's not really a labor job, but for a job. And I just went to work and had my cup of coffee with my little, you know, concha. And then, boom, an hour later, it's, you know, I'm spiraling. So, honestly, it's not really my job. The doctor already said. The doctor, you know, we already closed that chapter. I went home. I passed the hell out. I will say, in the back of my head, I'm like, damn, did I hit my head on something? And I have a concussion. But I didn't hit my head on anything or nothing like that. And a little part of me was scared to fall asleep, because I'm like, damn, imagine if I had a concussion for whatever reason. And I fall asleep and I wake up dead. That'd be crazy. That'd be a little crazy. And my last meal was a Panda Bowl, which is not a bad meal. Honestly, the Panda Bowl was really good, because I went as soon as they opened. It was still early in the morning. But anyways, I came home, chucked the hell out of that Pedialyte. And I hate Pedialyte. To me, Pedialytes have always had this nasty, like, phlegm. It feels like you're drinking, you know, that phlegm that you throw up when you're, you know, when you're really hungover or whatever. It feels like you're drinking medicine that's supposed to be Gatorade. You know what I mean? It feels like you're drinking phlegm that was made into Gatorade. I don't know. It's Gatorade's fucking healthy sister. It just doesn't give. It never gave. And then it did. And it really came through for me, because that fucking Pedialyte got me together, which really makes me now wonder. And this is where I think I'm a little bit of an alcoholic. Well, now I want to go out, get really fucked up, hopefully have a hangover, and drink a Pedialyte. Because I'm like, what if Pedialyte has been the answer to my hangovers all these years? And I'm over here poisoning myself, popping 3 fucking Excedrins. And then I'm wondering why I have to get a hernia surgery, because the fucking lining in my stomach is literally melting off. You know what I mean? Speaking of the hernia, though, remember how I told you guys a little bit ago that for the first time in 5-6 years, I did a high intensity workout? Well, 2 years ago, I had a hernia surgery. And after that hernia surgery, I was just not able to run, like on the treadmill, on just general, I wasn't able to run, which really sucks, because there was this guy that I had a huge crush on, and he would always invite me out to this run club that he was part of. And after the hernia, I mean, even before the hernia surgery, it was a little rough, because if y'all ever had a hernia, like, the way it felt for me, like, my balls hurt. Just if they felt bruised, right? That's what the pain was. After the surgery, for months, I mean, up until now, I mean, 2 years later, like, the pain, it took almost a year and a half for the pain to fully go away. And obviously, like, maybe almost a year for everything to really heal. And for the first time in like 2 years, I was finally able to run without any pain. And with that being said, I might slide back in the DMs, because maybe I'm healed. What's up? You know, like, before, it was the only thing standing between me and him was this some swollen balls. Now, can't tell me nothing. So actually, it's his ex. I think the only thing standing between me and him now actually is his ex. And that's ex with like quotation marks. So I don't know. Okay, so I was talking to you guys about this fucking Pedialyte, right? That I really, really want to try out to see if it actually helps me be in, you know, with a hangover. So I will post it on my Instagram and y'all can let me know if y'all have tried it. But honestly, I want to drink this shit just to drink it. Like, I kind of want to mix alcohol with it. It's really, it's just, I've never, honestly, there's some Gatorades like, nah, you know what? No, I'm not going to suck its pussy a little that hard. It's good, but I was about to say it's better than Gatorade. Honestly, there's nothing beating that red Gatorade. But I just thought of this. That Pedialyte is fruit punch. And the red Gatorade is also fruit punch. So, you know, I think I just put two and two together. I think fruit punch stuff might be. I think what I'm trying to say is that fruit punch things taste really fucking good. Not me trying to gatekeep fruit punch, bitch. The oldest trick in the book. Please go to hell, girl. Fuck you. All right. Before we move any further, let's give it up for space heaters. You know, real lies, real lies, real lies. Because, man. So y'all know how having a house and having a house with a working AC and heater is a very expensive adult thing, right? I don't know. Honestly, and it has nothing to do with with this being expensive. That was a very irrelevant point. What I'm trying to say is that space heaters be putting their entire pussy into this 900 foot square, you know, room. Like, my room is a pretty big room. It's the biggest room in the house. And this space heater that I used to have, I don't have one this year. And honestly, I'm going to need to buy one soon because it's getting colder and colder. My room is the biggest one in the house, and it's also the one with the least amount of insulation. So it gets really fucking cold in the winter and really fucking hot during the summer, especially here in Phoenix. But this space heater that I used to have, that I'm telling you guys, I could hear that little space heater cry. Like, you know, it was putting everything that it could, like Jesus on the, you know, Jesus carrying the cross doesn't even compare. You know what I mean? When that space heater died, something in me died, because I had that space heater for about 6-7 years, and every winter it did its motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? It put the strap on. And it said, not on my watch. This room is going to be cold. Not on my fucking watch. Absolutely not. It would fuck me. It would fuck me. Like, it would fuck me good, because I was warm. Like, I was in that bed. That sleep was, girl, like, give that space heater the Purple Heart Award. You know what I mean? Like, let's talk about the things that the space heater. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say any better things about that space heater, really. Like, I will go to war for that space heater before I will serve that space heater before I serve this country. Honestly, truly. So I just wanted to take a moment and share that insight, because honestly, sometimes those little space heaters be hitting harder than the whole unit, than that $10,000 fucking unit on top of the house. We got over here, you know, fucking Bob from Target that is fighting for its people. And it's me. I'm people. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, space heaters, for all you do. Oh my God, when is Space Heater Day? You know what I mean? We need a day. We need a day like Labor Day, like Memorial Day, for the past, present, and future of space heaters. We need that added to the holiday calendar, and it needs to be a paid holiday too. Well, I want to talk about something real quick. Something a little, I guess, a little controversial, because I've been seeing it this week all over social media, and to me, it was a little weird. Not gonna lie. Okay, so y'all know how Shane Dawson basically got, like, you know, canceled off the internet. Rightfully so. You know, he did and said a lot of weird shit. And, you know, not really defending him, but, like, I think it was, you know, he was a product of his times and, you know, of the zeitgeist. And it is what it is with him. You know what I mean? I think I have, you know, my opinion on him is just like, well, you know, he's over there and he's making his content and he's still racking in a lot of money. He still has a lot of followers. So, you know, even with everything, even if like the mainstream social media machine doesn't like him, that doesn't mean that he's still not very successful and still not making a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like, clearly he didn't fuck up enough to ruin his career, enough to stop him from being monetized still and still being sponsored and still being, you know what I mean, supported. Like, to be honest, you go look at his socials, go look at his content. Like, it's still, he still racks in a lot. So that really just goes to tell you, like, just because the main social media monster doesn't like you doesn't mean that you're really going to be a failure, to be fucking honest with you. So, however, so I've been seeing a lot of people how, you know, they've been saying a lot of things about Shane and Ryland, about their twins being born. So they had twins via surrogate and they were born on Sunday. And Shane and Ryland shared some pictures and stuff on social media, and I think they should have really held off on that. But again, I think they're living a life that's like very much fuck everybody else, fuck the social media machine, and we're living our life and, you know, we're great. So that's their perspective. And a lot of people have been commenting just a lot of like weird stuff, you know, like, I get where they're coming from in the sense of, like, because they think that Shane and Ryland are these, like, horrible people that don't deserve to be parents. But the thing is, a lot of these people also follow other influencers or content creators that still support Shane and Ryland. So, like, a lot of your faves follow people like Shane Dawson, but you guys are so quiet about that. You know what I mean? It's like, where is the pressure? Where is the outrage? That's how I know that it's so fake, because you will like somebody and that somebody follows somebody who's controversial. You know what I'm saying? It's so, this is why I don't bother with this shit a lot of the times, because it's just so made up. It's so fake. Like, if you really cared about things like Shane and Ryland not being parents or the safety and concern of these, you know, of these kids, and like, you would try to maybe put more pressure on those followers and creators that you follow, that you do like, that you do fuck with, to not support people like that. Because if you see that a lot of your favorite creators still support these quote unquote problematic people, then, and you don't because you only know the social media narrative, shouldn't that tell you something? You know what I mean? Like, shouldn't that tell you that, hey, maybe there's something that I'm missing here? Maybe it's not as bad as they make it out to be. Because honestly, I was looking at a lot of the comments on Twitter from the photos that Shane and Ryland posted on Instagram, and people truly believe, and they truly are pushing the narrative that Shane fucked that cat, or that he came on that cat. Like, they're just not letting that shit go. to me it's wild. To me, it's truly, truly wild. And honestly, I've digged into it. Because I used to be a huge Shane follower, Shane Dawson, fan, follower. This was back in 2017 when I first kind of jumped on the whole YouTube thing. And once the video of him with the whole Willow Smith thing, that video where he pretended to jack off to one of her, posters, to me, that was it. I was like, that's just fucking no. You know what I mean? Even as I understand that sometimes things are said as edgy and over the top and whatever. Honestly, roasts, things like that, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'm not the kind of person to be, overly sensitive about those. But when it comes to you, at no age is that ever okay. In no level of pop culture or edginess, in no level of the zeitgeist is doing what you did to, on a video to that Willow Smith poster, is that ever okay with me? It is borderlining on pedophilia. Obviously, he never did anything, obviously, to her. But it's just so fucking weird to even do. You know what I mean? There's other levels of personal trauma or personal issues that he has. And honestly, he's been open about those issues. Those kind of things that he has said and done make sense. And I'm not saying it justifies it. It's just, it makes sense. And I think people need to also understand and learn that sometimes people do and say shit because of their own fucking issues. And it's not necessarily with bad intent. You know what I mean? But I did want to talk about that only because for me, my main thing is people get so brave on social media and it's so fucking fake, And that's why, with this whole Palestine thing happening right now, I'm not going to comment on that. I just don't feel educated enough. I mean, I know the basics of it, but it's exhausting seeing how fake some people are about it, because I know based off the patterns of things that have, big things that have happened, in the last 15 years in my generation, how fake people can be about things like this. So I tend to not jump on the bandwagon with everybody else when it comes to what we're supporting and not supporting. And I'm just going to personally, quietly to myself, support and not support, what I think is right or wrong. Because to be honest, you don't have to be the loudest voice in the room to protest. Any level of protest is protest. So I'm not out here pressuring Brittany Broski to speak on it. Let's just say that, right? Alrighty. Well, one last thing before we head on, and I know that was kind of a little bit of a turn for the podcast after talking about space heaters, but I want to say this, not to suck my own dick, but 30 has been looking really good on me. I was looking at my Instagram pics and some others I have in my camera roll, and I feel really good. Mind you, it's not because maybe I've been more consistent in the gym or had a better, honestly, nothing like that. I just feel and look like I feel like and look good. You know what I mean? And mind you, it was really hard to even take selfies at one point. Nonetheless, look in a mirror. And part of it was because for years it was there was a certain level of guilt and shame that I had about myself because of some personal things that I had going on, but we're not gonna go into that right now. But I was looking at some pictures, especially the last 2 years. I don't want to say I was taking the best care of myself, but I think I was doing a pretty consistent job at taking care of myself. And I was looking back at some of my Snapchat memories and stuff like that, and I'm like, damn, I look fucking good. You know what I mean? Like I had to save some of these, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna use some of these on my, you know, and try to pass them off as like now. Even though like the last 2 years, I've like buzzed my hair, and I just started growing it out again this year. You know, I wanted to end the podcast on a good note. Like, yeah, you know, I will suck my dick. I feel like I felt and I've looked good. And this is kind of what I was expecting out of my 30s, you know? So I guess we're doing something good. And also, to go back to the Pedialyte, one last thing about Miss Pedialyte. I'm not going to gatekeep it. I'm going to post it on my Instagram, but it is the Fruit Punch Pedialyte, like the zero sugar one. It's a clear Pedialyte, which if it's fruit punch, how's it clear? Where's the fruit? Where's the punch? I guess that's it for this podcast, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me on another roller coaster that is my Crunchy Podcast. I am going to once again take a lot of my breath and a lot of time to remind you guys to please, please, please share the podcast any way you can, any way, shape, or form. I'm not going to tell you how. I prefer if you guys share like on your Instagram stories or like retweet. I don't know, you know, just share the podcast. It's really the only way that we can grow our little cult here and make this podcast help me get this podcast out there. You know what I mean? Like not everybody wants to listen to me, but I feel like, you know, we might have a few people in common. You know, I mean, I don't know who else feels this way about space heaters. You know, if you're a fan of space heaters, gatekeeping Pedialyte, and you're a little dizzy every now and then because you're a little low on iron, girl, share the podcast. I know a few of you, and I'll name you. So share the podcast, please. And you can follow me on Instagram at My Crunchy Podcast. And I have the link to all my other socials there. And we'll have the podcast back up on YouTube pretty soon. And you guys can listen on there as well. Obviously, listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Really anywhere you guys, you know, like to listen to your podcast. I mean, I don't know. Anyone, that's a topic for a different conversation. We gotta go. All right, guys. You guys have a good rest of your week. Have fun. Stay safe. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.